My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
But first, 216-474-0092. A couple Browns questions here. One of them about Amari Cooper. So we were talking about what he could do to make this uncomfortable for the Browns. Obviously not showing up to the Greenbrier. And I've seen some people say, Daryl, that who cares? What is their offense is going to fall apart when they're down there? I don't think it's about that. I think it's about making sure that when you have as many moving parts as the Browns have this year offensively, And what does that mean? Well, we know offensive line coach, they swapped them out, right? They have a new change for offensive coordinator.
They got a new running backs coach, too.
New running backs coach. Who's calling the plays? Like, yeah, they're running back a very similar team, and they're bringing in Jerry Jeudy as well. But that is a lot of stuff to go on, and then to try to weave – you know, your quarterback after surgery, trying to weave all these pieces and parts together and hope there's chemistry. Like, chemistry is something they're touting. They're touting. We have a team that made the playoffs last year, and we think that chemistry is a big part of everything we do. And I agree. But having
that's
Amari
part
Cooper,
of the reason they're going back to the Greenbrier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So to have all that and then think they're just going to be able to seamlessly put that back together. Well, if Amari Cooper's not there, it's a little bit tougher.
Well,
I think that's part of what they might be banking on too.
Yeah. Deshaun has talked about it. I think it's on his podcast or whatever he does, that he and Amari have spent some time together this offseason. So I'll be honest with you. I'm not really concerned about the chemistry aspect of that.
If that's the case, then what is Amari Cooper's leverage in any of this?
Well,
doesn't he kind of want things to look iffy? I mean, doesn't it bode better for him in contract negotiations if the offense without him is in jeopardy?
Well, this potential holdout goes against who he is as it is. And I don't think that. You're right, but that's just not who he is. Does that make sense? Like, the holding out thing is, this is something he has to do.
This is
something he has to do from a business standpoint. His representation has probably told him, this is what you have to do if you want to get a contract extension and you want to get a bump in pay that's commensurate with where the rest of the league has gone. At the wide receiver position, you mentioned earlier the Calvin Ridley contract. You're talking, 4 years north of $90 million. I think there was like a $20 million guaranteed signing bonus or something, thrown in there. I propose that you could do a 3-year extension, which basically means he's here for 4 more years.
By the way, Ridley's guaranteed $46.9 million.
Okay, so you do a 3-year extension for Amari, okay, which keeps him here for 4 more seasons, including the upcoming. But this season and next season has guaranteed money attached to it, however those dollar figures averaged out, so that if the production drops this year and next year, and that puts him, I believe, at 32, approaching 33, you can get out of the contract. You can move on from Amari Cooper. Does that make sense? That's how, if I'm Andrew Berry, I would approach Cooper's contract situation. Give him the guaranteed money up front. Take care of him. Thank him for the last 2 years of service and the great job that he's done and being a great teammate and producing on the field and all that kind of stuff. Making another Pro Bowl. Give him some additional short-term security here this year and next. And then also maintain your organizational roster slash fiscal flexibility 2-3 years down the road.
See, I find it very interesting. You prefaced all that by saying that's just not who Amari is.
The holdout portion, and this isn't who he is.
And it's, you know what? This is why I think sometimes it gets used against him. Nick Chubb, I will always use this as an example. I was on this very show, you know, a year ago, saying, hey, Nick Chubb and his agent, I'm surprised they are not making more waves when it comes to his contract situation.
And had he not gotten hurt last season, mm-hmm. I think this offseason, we could have had that where he might have wanted more money.
Look at where he's at now. A year ago, I said if I were Nick Chubb's agent, I would be starting to talk contract.
Yeah.
And so much so because the guarantees were out on his deal. How do we know that? Look what he's playing for this year. It's not the same contract.
But also
because that money was not guaranteed.
Right.
And so he got screwed because he got injured. And I wonder if Nick Chubb would have played hardball a season ago, what would the Browns have done? Would they have done the same thing they did with Kareem Hunt and, oh, well, tough play. You know, we're not going to do this or we're not going to do that.
But I think they're on different branches, Kareem Hunt versus Nick
Chubb.
Sure. Does that make sense?
I totally understand.
I think those are two distinctly different.
Well, would the Browns have caved to any of that if he made contract demands?
I don't think the Browns would have treated Chubb the way they, or I should not treated is the wrong word. Handled is the word I'm looking for. I don't think that the Browns would have handled a potential Nick Chubb contract situation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Situation in the same way they handled the Kareem Hunt contract situation.
Well, and look at what happened to Nick Chubb. He gets injured and now he's got to make money back. Like he had to take a haircut. The Browns, who are so terrific with their salary cap, the Haslams will spend the money. It's supposed to give the Browns an advantage in the salary cap. If I'm Nick Chubb's agent, I'm like, I don't want to hear all that. My client is arguably the best running back in Browns history. Pay him. Right. Pay him. Because if my client gets injured at any point, you guys are going to hold it against him.
Or the greatest since Jim Brown.
And it's exactly what the Browns did. He has to now earn money back that was originally on his contract.
And he's not going to be ready day one either.
Right. So if I'm Amari Cooper, that's what I just saw. Because if Amari Cooper plays this year and it was unfavorable terms, he gets injured, what happens?
And again, that's the holdout thing doesn't fit Cooper's personality, but this is the business side of the game, which unfortunately at times these situations come up. Andrew Berry has talked about this. Kevin Stefanski has talked about it. You didn't hear a lot of outrage during the minicamp that Cooper wasn't there because they get it. They understand it. They also recognize what he means to the team, to the offense, and the role that he plays both on the field as well as behind the scenes. But and again, that's why I think my proposal is one that could work for both sides.
Yeah, Cooper, reasonable.
Cooper gets immediate cash, and the team maintains roster flexibility in the event that Cooper's production trails off.
216-474-0092. I got a question for you, Daryl. I was pondering this overnight, and I said, who better than to answer that question than our Browns beat reporter, sponsored by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What would make you the most optimistic about the Cleveland Browns based on what you could see at Greenbrier? Would it be seeing Deshaun Watson at 100%? Would it be Nick Chubb starting to look like Nick Chubb? We're seeing that with the workouts, by the way. The in-the-gym workouts, he's starting to look like Nick Chubb. Or third, seeing Amari Cooper at all. What would make you most optimistic about the Browns going into the season based on those three down at Greenbrier?
Well, we're probably not going to see Amari Cooper, so I'm going to cross that one off. We're probably not going to see Nick Chubb look like Nick Chubb right away, so we're going to cross that one off.
We're not just doing process of elimination here, Daryl.
Yes, we are.
I'm giving you a sports talk hypothetical, and you're supposed to play along.
I am playing along. And it's actually, when you asked me off the air, I didn't bat an eyelash. Yeah. I said it was Deshaun Watson. I mean, everything this season starts and ends with Deshaun Watson. This team is going to go as far as Deshaun Watson is going to be able to take them. Fair or not, that's the reality, right? Last year they made the playoffs despite going to, I say four, because I know they started five quarterbacks last year, but let's be fair and honest about the situation. That was an organizational decision to start the fifth guy to end the season, right? They didn't want to put Joe Flacco back out there for what was ultimately a meaningless game against the Bengals, which I totally understand. But despite four quarterbacks due to injury, right, they were able to win 11 games and make the playoffs. And I really feel this year is the year where Deshaun Watson absolutely has to look like the guy we saw in Houston with the Texans. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He has to, because if let's say he's healthy for all 17 games, right? Let's throw that hypothetical out there. But he's average, right? He's healthy, but he's not the elite playmaker, right? The burst isn't there, whatever. The arm isn't there coming off the shoulder surgery and all that. I do feel like they could have some struggles winning football games, even with what I believe to be an elite defense coming back, right? Even with the supporting cast being what it is. David Njoku coming off his first Pro Bowl. Amari Cooper, the addition of Jerry Jeudy. We'll see Nick Chubb at some point during the season, right? For me, everything with the upcoming season, fair or not, starts with Deshaun Watson. And at what level is he able to play at? Coming off that surgery, and also coming off the fact that, and he talked about this during minicamp, the fact he hasn't played a full season of football for like 4 or 5 years.
It's been a long time.
It's been a very, very long time. So for me, Browns in 2024, all about number four.
Yeah, the only pushback I think I would have, and I think you made a reasonable case. I think most fans would probably agree, but him at 100%, I'm just talking health. He was at 100% going into last year.
Yeah.
And obviously, we know about the hits he took. We know we knew it was a big guessing game about his injury situation.
We've gotten sprinkles of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even coming off the suspension, we got a little sprinkle. And then last year, got a little sprint. You know, the Tennessee game, he played really well, right? The Baltimore game, we don't know if that's where he actually got hurt now, looking back in the rearview mirror, but we got a glimpse of it there. We need a full season of him playing at the level we saw in Houston. And if we get that, not only are the Browns absolutely making the playoffs, but they're going to have an opportunity to do some damage in January.
All right, when we come back, FML, stay out of Daryl's way, and in the 8 o'clock...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.